Greetings from the voice of Allan Kardec.
And welcome from the voice of the spirits.
We are here once again to take you on another small journey through the Spirits book by Allan Kardec. Today we will complete the March of Progress and start Relapsed Cultures. Questions 784 to 788.
Enjoy.
Question 784. Humankind's perversity is very great. Doesn't it seem like humans are regressing instead of progressing, at least from a moral point of view?
You are mistaken. Observe the whole closely, and you will see that they are advancing because they have a better understanding of what evil is, leading them day by day to reform their abuses. The excess of evil will make them understand the need for the good and for reforms.
Question 785. What is the greatest obstacle to progress?
Pride and selfishness. I am referring to moral progress, since intellectual progress is always occurring. Progress itself seems at first glance to double the intensity of these two vices by developing ambition and the love of wealth. But this, in turn, incites persons to pursue research that enlightens their spirits. It is thus that everything is related in the moral world as well as the physical, and that good is brought out of evil itself. But this state of things will only last for a while. It will change as people better understand that beyond the enjoyment of earthly wealth, there is an infinitely greater and long-lasting bliss.
Refer to Selfishness, Chapter 12. Author's remarks for question 785. There are two kinds of progress that mutually support each other, but which do not proceed in tandem. Intellectual progress and moral progress. Throughout this century, intellectual progress among civilized cultures has received all the stimuli it could desire and has reached an unprecedented level. Moral progress has also occurred, although not at the same rate. If we compare the social customs of a few centuries ago with those of today, we would have to be blind to deny that there has been progress. Then, why should the ascendant march of morality be interrupted any more than that of intelligence? Why should there not be as great a difference in morality between the 19th and the 24th centuries as there has been between the morality of the 14th and the 19th? To doubt this would be to assume that humanity has reached the apogee of perfection, which is absurd, or that it is not morally perfectible, which has been disproved by experience. Question 786. History has shown us many cultures that relapsed into barbarity after shocking events deeply upset them. Where is the progress in such a case?
When your house threatens to collapse, you demolish it in order to build a stronger and more comfortable one. Until it is rebuilt, however, there is trouble and confusion in your dwelling. A further example, you are poor and live in a hovel, but you become wealthy and leave it to live in a palace. Then some poor fellow, as you formerly were, comes and takes your place in the hovel and feels very content because he previously had no shelter at all. Very well. Learn from this that the spirits incarnated in those declining cultures are no longer the spirits who had comprised them during their time of splendor. Because they have progressed, those former spirits have moved into even more perfect dwellings, while less advanced ones have taken their place, which they, too, will leave behind in their turn.
Question 787. Aren't there peoples that, by their very nature, rebel against progress?
Yes, but they are corporeally disappearing day by day.
Subquestion 787A. What will be the future fate of the souls who animate those peoples?
Like all other souls, they will finally arrive at perfection by passing through many, many existences. God deserts no one.
Subquestion 787B. So the most civilized individuals may have been primitive beings and cannibals.
You yourselves were such more than once before, becoming what you are now.
Question 788. Like individuals, cultures are collective individualities that pass through childhood, adulthood, and decrepitude. Since this truth is attested to by history, doesn't it lead us to assume that the most advanced cultures of this century will decline and end just as those of antiquity?
Those cultures that only live a material existence and whose greatness is founded only upon power and territorial expansion are born, grow, and die out because the might of a culture exhausts itself just like that of an individual. Cultures with selfish laws that clash with the progress of enlightenment and charity die out because light annihilates darkness and charity eradicates selfishness. However, for cultures, as for individuals, there is the life of the soul, and cultures with laws that are in harmony with the eternal laws of the Creator will live and will be guiding lights for other cultures.